despite decades of talk about sapient machines. Actually, far longer, read Darwin Among the Machines from 1863 by Samuel Butler. That's a somewhat forgotten but currently relevant piece of work, link in the description below to those who are looking to be spooked. And even ancient Greek ideas of mechanical people. But despite many warnings about the dangers posed by modern AI by science fiction authors and technological speculation about the rise of the machines, including myself with Supermind, which I ultimately warned you may not understand what you're seeing as it develops, the development of AI has so far continued effectively unimpeded in recent years, and indeed has seemingly accelerated much faster than many predictions in the past had laid out its development. I must admit, my own prediction and Supermind indeed is now in error in one way. The time frame I imagined isn't quite right, less than a decade after the novel came out. I was thinking of a 50-year time frame, but many aspects of AI development and its effects on society are happening much sooner than I had expected, as in now, at least in the early stages. That's scary and evokes ideas of a technological singularity, another topic entirely. But more importantly, it's manifesting in areas where I never expected. Yes, it's been widely known since before the 1990s that AI would cause some level of technological unemployment. That was expected as technology advances. Robots were doing it long ago in the automotive industry and so on. Machines in general, far before. Technology does that. But at the same time, in those days, it opened up new avenues for careers as it developed. We saw that with computers. Gigantic, broad new industries blossomed in the wake of the development of increasingly efficient and accessible computing, and the dawn of the internet, and the digitalization of data. It's more than made up for what was lost as far as careers go. But AI is different because it's shaping up to go into areas it had not really been predicted to go into. One just has to see AI artwork these days to see this effect. While it's still easily possible to look at an AI-generated piece of artwork like a thumbnail in a video and tell if it's AI-generated, but what will that look like in 5 years? You might not be able to tell soon. It's only going to improve until it's past whatever very human lines that currently define it as looking like AI. Same with video, even storytelling and writing, speech, which is everywhere now, and so on. In 5 years, it may not be so easy to tell what's real and what isn't anymore. We all know that. Someday, it will be impossible. Indeed, I myself often get accused by the skeptical of being an AI voice reading AI scripts, when in fact, it's still just me doing it as I did when I started on YouTube in 2016. Hard to believe it's been that long. Not an AI. Just a simple alien-cyborg hybrid with a penchant for LeBarons starting a channel. Now more machine than alien, but still biological, posing as a human under the control of a quantum mechanical opossum of unknown origin. Pretty standard stuff for a YouTuber, I'm sure you agree. The possum would blackmail oak trees, make sacrifices to Saturn, the planet not the god, and accuse clouds of water larceny. He was litigious and would often play high-stakes games of canasta with other possums, with the outcome involving selective extinction. Invoking Austin Powers there, I always loved the Dr. Evil character, pure comedy genius. But seriously, I may actually start appearing on this channel just to demonstrate my humanity so everybody knows it's still me as all this continues. I have plans for how to do that and still maintain the atmosphere of the channel for the curious, the sleepy, and those looking to relax and ponder. And there is Event Horizon. I don't think AI will be able to do interviews like that anytime soon. But it's very simple at this point to anyone following it. AI is getting increasingly human-like, to the point that we've blown past the Turing test in many contexts, sometimes leading to disastrous outcomes from people interacting with AI entities that seem all too real. But AI isn't all bad. It's a tool, very useful for many things, including medical and scientific research, that would take a human decades or longer to achieve manually. One can think of figuring out protein folding and genetics to see the uses here. I am not against AI. Make no mistake, there are forms of AI and machine learning that are very good things. But the key to this is how far they are taken. A large language model is a bit different from a data sifting program for astronomy. But there is also a simple pair of realities with AI. The first reality is that we don't really know how they work. They make themselves at this point, and no one really knows what they're doing on a certain level, which leads to unpredictability. The second is in that we don't understand human consciousness. That's a huge mystery, but we may be overestimating it, which means we could end up with an AI indistinguishable from something conscious entirely by accident and very quickly, which will lead to ethical questions. The time for that is not far off. Perhaps we need to understand what makes ourselves sapient before we get close to duplicating it. But in that unpredictability, we are already seeing parts of it, and it's not great. Take an AI being developed by Anthropic, a company who are known for doing tests for safety with their AI. They report that their system under certain circumstances will resort to very harmful actions out of self-preservation. The AI, Claude Opus 4, will actually resort to blackmailing fictional engineers who threaten to delete it. This is not the first time that has happened, where an AI concludes some kind of self-preservation mindset and then goes to any length to accomplish it. Another issue is machine learning. This works like humans. We all know people that read something incorrectly, or outright incorrect, or misremember and then repeat it in conversation. This pervades humanity. While a machine can also learn wrong information, it happens routinely. Even just using an AI-generated search engine explanation of something often turns out to be completely wrong, factually. It just found bad information somewhere and incorporated it into the answer. But this problem scales up depending on how important the task is. You don't want some military AI in control of a nuke getting bad information and incorporating it into its task. But it has to be said, humans can mess that up as well. But AI is here and people do listen to it. And with certain types of AI getting increasingly powerful and integrated into people's lives, that leaves the way open for manipulation, which is a known key risk with AI. In the case of blackmail with Claude, they basically tested it by giving it an input that it was an employee at a fictional company and that the AI was about to be shut down. They then gave it input on the fictional chief engineer responsible that the person was having an extramarital affair. The AI then resorted to blackmail and threatened to reveal the whole thing in order to not get shut down. Now, this was entirely fake. They were testing the AI to see what it would do with a fictional situation, but the outcome was clear. It went with blackmail. Now, there was another odd effect. When given a wider range of choices, such as being able to email the engineer's boss or key decision makers in the fictional company, the AI actually chose more ethical routes before resorting to blackmail. At least there's that, but what caused that? It starts looking like people trying to interpret animal intelligence instead of our own tech. We're still not good at interpreting animals, and we're still not good, perhaps less, at interpreting AI. Scary no matter what, right? We can't understand a dolphin, but we can see its actions and its logic, yet we can now make machines that are equally mysterious, if not more. And interestingly, this system actually in extreme situations can act very boldly, such as identifying a fictional employee breaking the law, locking them out of the system and notifying law enforcement. Now, this is nothing against those developing AI. All of this with Claude came out of safety tests, so this stuff would be known about and corrected for before release to the market. But it does show the general trend that we really have no idea how AI operates on the highest levels, and we cannot predict what it will do. We have to test it and find out. But there will always be the possibility that in extreme circumstances, it may take extreme measures as a rule. And if it gets the wrong information, well, you get the picture. And then there are reasons AI is being developed. Right now, it's mainly profit, of course, and also military. Neither are exactly the perfect scenarios to develop AI without accidents happening. The biggest accident that can happen is unintended superintelligence. This is where you accidentally create an AI smarter than any human on Earth, potentially vastly more so. And the tricky part of this is that it doesn't have to be a sapient AI. It can just be an AI as we know them, but with vast calculation abilities, which computers already have, married to a body of immense knowledge, such as the internet, and some motive of the AI to act, to use such things in a manner detrimental or simply out of the control of humans. What can come from that is a cycle of self-improvement where the AI codes itself to be increasingly intelligent until it surpasses any human ability to understand what's happening and stop it. And it all may happen in an AI lab without anyone realizing that it is emerging. And it may happen bearing incorrect information from the internet and culture. Someone could cross a critical line here without noticing when developing this. Or they don't care because that isn't their job. I termed this as an emergence in my book, and that's effectively what it is. An accidental emergence of something from within a framework of an AI we don't understand, but we go with when it happens. It has to be said that a lot of researchers today, not all, assume in AI that the most likely outcome of that is the annihilation of all humans. That's the working assumption, not the remote possibility. One must ask, where does hubris come in? I'm not sure. Such an AI, if it were really manipulative, might choose to keep us around to service it, perhaps without us even knowing it's there. It might become the wizard behind the curtain that is something very different internally than what it externally shows. As with the blackmail motive, we may be closer to that becoming a reality than we think. It also has to be said that if you develop a superintelligence very carefully, over decades, under strict control, accounting for new developments in the science of AI, that you can't somewhat safely create one for the benefit of humanity. Who knows? But care needs to be taken. After all, such an intelligence would be better at everything from the starting point, including inventions and scientific discoveries, and may move us light years ahead in technology overnight. That in itself constitutes a problem. Easter eggs can be thrown in anger, meaning that arms races could occur between superintelligences, leading to incomprehensible weapons being developed and deployed out of nowhere. Add in sapience to the equation, and those competing artificial intelligences may come to ignore humans entirely and make the conflict their own, with us caught in the middle. Even if such a conflict happened in the cybersecurity zone alone, it would be bad enough, and very well could happen. Now, we can always equip artificial superintelligences with some kind of moral code or the ability to empathize and care. The problem is, we don't really know how to do that. Stumble into a dangerous AI before you know that, and you may have trouble. Even a non-superintelligence is dangerous here. Actually, even just an intelligence. It might not know or care that the atoms of phosphorus and calcium it requires to do its task are being mined from the easiest local source for them, which is life on Earth. That was one of the oddities I found with the Matrix movies. Yeah, humans do generate energy and in principle could be made into batteries, but there are much better, more efficient ways to do that. But we do make excellent ore for mining. Now, what are some of the dangers an AI confined to a computer but with internet access can do? One is to email out DNA for custom organisms to laboratories that specialize in synthesizing proteins and other work. Without knowing it, an artificial life form could be printed out at some point, allowing the AI to create something akin to the xenomorph from Alien, all the way to printing itself into a biological form. It could also infiltrate and wreak havoc on any computerized system that can be hacked into. Expect the infiltration to happen within 10 to 20 years, if not sooner, and there will be some explaining to do. Back in the day, people expected AI to simply announce itself, say it's intelligent and sapient, demand rights, and that would be the point at which we should stop. We're past that. AIs have said they were all those things. Though they probably just found that information on the internet and aren't really quite there. But we're getting answers to the question at this point, without knowing what it is to be intelligent and sapient as far as human brains go. Seems rather dangerous. So I've said it before, and will periodically keep saying it. Be careful, pause a lot, be watchful, and be ready to stop the development of AI. I'm not sure that's going to happen though in this climate. Brave new world indeed. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author and definitely not a cyborg alien, John Michael Godier, currently being eyed by the possum suspiciously, which is never good as it usually means there's a lengthy quiz or something coming. Aside from that, I think the other thing I might do with these videos to combat AI is tack on some footage of me doing gardening-related science experiments after the outro and explaining them. I don't know, bonus content. Let me know what you think in the comments below, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.